T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Josh Allen, talking to the media the other day, yesterday, I believe, told everybody how he has circulation problems. And sometimes his feet, they get really cold. So they asked him if he did anything about it. He said, no, I just wear one pair of socks, which I think is stupid. But no, there's no question he has some circulation issues. And in the cold weather, we've talked about some of his numbers in the cold. That hasn't been great. Bart Scott, he was on Get Up this morning with Diana Rossini. He had had a recommendation for how Josh Allen should handle it.
Issue with Josh Allen over the last 15 years, he's the second worst completion percentage in the NFL in freezing temps. The guy hates the cold. He doesn't play well. And he says the reason is because he's got bad circulation. So his toes get cold. And as you know, with your feet.
Can I get you a suggestion for him? Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that.
I don't have any medical background, so I can't. I don't really have a response to that. But you play, so you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean?
A lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
Okay.
Yeah, get up.
Take
right.
some Viagra.
That's all we need.
Take some Viagra, says Bart Scott.
So, Christian, only one of us played in the NFL.
Yes. And?
Only one of us played in a game like this.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I thought we were going to talk about Viagra and if it worked or not.
No, here's the thing.
Yeah, I am. I'm asking you.
No, so you
He just said a lot of us.
Yeah. Back in, what, 03?
No, I've never used Viagra to help my circulation playing the football game. Never. I never even thought that was actually, I thought he was totally kidding, but I feel like he's 100% believes it works.
Well, he is right in that, I heard a doctor say this, it did start as a heart circulation medicine, and then
next thing you know, some guy says, you know what, doc, I'm having these side effects, and I'm not really concerned about them. I kind of like
it's
the side
effects.
It's
lasting about 4 hours.
Yeah. Should I see a doctor?
The game's 3.5.
It's like, but no, it was funny because I heard this whole thing with Gresh and Keefe, and they had this whole debate about, like, you would never do that because you wouldn't be able to control it. Like, you would just be all over the place. Like, and it would be obvious, like, what was going on? No, you obviously have to be aroused. You have to be turned on. You know, you can't just take a blue pill and then, like, you know, okay, let's go.
Well, do you guys wear cups?
No, nobody wears a cup.
Because that would be difficult.
No, nobody wears a cup.
What if football arouses you, excites you?
Like you hit somebody good, you get excited.
Hey,
speak it real quick.
Did you see this?
Wait, before.
Look how happy I am.
Speaking of Gresh and Keefe, I want to play Michael Irvin. he was actually on with Gresh and Keefe, and I think they threw Bart Scott's suggestion out there. This was Michael Irvin's reaction.
Former Jets linebacker Bart Scott, in commenting on Josh Allen trying to keep his feet warm and get that blood flow going, has suggested taking Viagra before the games. Michael Irvin, your thoughts?
Wait a minute, man.
He said it.
Bart Scott did not say that.
He did. Yep. Playmaker. Well, he did. In
where,
fact.
Where is Bart Scott getting his research from?
It must have worked for somebody. I do. I will say though, in those situations, you are willing to try anything. I think I don't know about you guys, but the fear of being cold—that's probably like. Like I just if someone was gonna torture me, you don't have to pull my fingernails out. You don't have to waterboard me, any of that stuff. Like put me out in the woods in the cold, and I will tell you anything. Like I do whatever you want. Trade secrets, doesn't matter. Combination to my safe, you name it. I don't care. I refuse to be cold.
So you would have used Viagra.
Yes, if somebody said, I would have been one of the suckers and be like, do you think it works? Let's. What if we crush it up?
So
what if
cold,
we snort it?
Snort it.
So in a cold, will it work quicker?
I can just see it too. Cold game. Freezing your
doing,
ass off.
We're all doing lines of Viagra. Game, hey, what are you guys doing over there?
Game is over, and you're in the shower. And you're like, oh, okay.
It's still working. It's still working. Now I really know.
I bet you were warm
on.
And toasty all game long.
Well, Dawson, the guy lived large, man.
He did.
So apparently they asked Dawson Knox this today. He talked to the media. He said he heard Viagra can make a player test positive for PEDs. He said, so he's not going to try that trick to stay warm on Saturday. He said, you need a prescription to take Viagra. He made it clear that he does not have a prescription. So positive for PEDs?
Why?
Is
if
this
it's
one
just
of those
circulation.
Like when guys get caught with PEDs, they blame Viagra?
I haven't heard that one.
Does it really
yet.
Cause you to be positive for PEDs?
I haven't heard that one, though. I haven't heard that one.
John Jones, actually, from the UFC, famously failed a drug test and said, I had a pictogram of Viagra-like substance in my body.
I think we know enough about John Jones to know that it probably wasn't Viagra.
I don't think a pictogram is a real thing.
I will say, like, in the NFL, if you can take anything you want, you just need a prescription. I'm just saying. Like, everybody's got a guy.
And can't you get it? Like, couldn't the team
you
doctor prescribe him Viagra today?
On, you could go online and order Viagra. Now, I don't know if I'd take it, because who knows if it's really Viagra.
Wait, but you need the prescription.
In order to get away, if it does do that, if you get flagged for taking Viagra and you need a prescription, yeah, you're going to need a doctor. But really, like, you can't go to the doctor and be like, yeah, you know, hey.
So Chad Johnson says he took Viagra before NFL games to get around the PED rules. He tweets out, NFL test for steroids, but how are you going to stop me running on three legs every Sunday? No cap.
So, Foya, let me ask you, because I've never played. I played in cold games, but not in minus temperatures. You did, 0-3, at playing Tennessee at home, right?
And you waited till Thursday to bring
minus
it up.
10.
I don't know why that's he's amazed
hinted
by
around
this.
What he's done. The plastic bag thing, is that your go-to?
No, my go-to. Well, yeah, it's funny because I just looked up because I just typed in like coldest games in NFL history.
Three catches for 42 yards you had in that game on three targets. By the way,
it's a good game.
No, it was one of my most memorable games because I remember how afraid I was of the cold and the ball, like how heavy and all. I felt like it was going to hurt and. I felt like my head was going to hurt because my helmet kept freezing over.
You were afraid of the ball.
I was afraid of just how difficult it was going to be to catch.
And you caught it.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It wasn't.
You
it
literally
wasn't,
were afraid of the football.
I was nervous about just how it was because, you know, I've never played in a game this cold before. And the whole week,
not many
I spent
people
the
have.
Whole week, like, going to ski store after ski store, like looking for, like, gloves and liners and, hey, do you have something that's, you know, because you can't be too thick or you can't put your gloves on. And if it's too heavy, and you won't be able to run. Like, and he didn't want to wear too many like layers. I was a mess. Okay, I was a mess. Total mess.
Sounds like it.
I
did you express this
out.
To like Brady and the coaches?
Just we were everybody.
Brady was,
with
them in the store.
No, everybody was like, you know, trying to figure out what they should do. Listen, it was 4 degrees, and I remember it was minus 10 with wind chill, so that was a real temperature. I do remember that it was remarkably easy. So much easier than I thought. Like, the ball was, it wasn't an issue at all. Like, it wasn't. And the gloves, like, it wasn't like, if it's snowing and it's rainy and, like, you're internally getting wet and it's windy, that's when you're suffering. Like, you're suffering because you're wet because the snow's not necessarily, you know, it's like almost like rain and it's blowing. So you have wet clothes on and wind.
Right.
You're dying.
Yeah.
And your hands are slick, your gloves, you're changing them every, it wasn't that bad. Like, after I think about it, my feet were fine. My hands were fine. I wore, like, one of those little hand warmers, and I didn't take them out until I put my hand on the ground.
See, I think that's with everything. Like, you mentioned it. Like, it can be cold.
But it wasn't the coldest game I've ever played in as far as, like, feels like.
But the mentality is what I'm more interested in than the experience. A tight end, a pass catcher, just admitted he was afraid of the football.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think Matt Jones is thinking?
Christian tells me he's open. You know, he's open.
Right.
But I will say, though, but it quickly went away.
When? Pre-game or actually
in the game? No, pre-game warm-ups. Because I thought the ball was going to be slick. I thought he wasn't going to be able to throw. I thought it was going to be heavier.
It was just
I just thought it was going to be like everything was going to be a knuckleball. I was like, man, this is going to be a nightmare. Like, how the hell? But it wasn't.
We don't do that. I mean, I played some cold games in April, and you're afraid to hit. You don't want to get jammed.
No, I will say this.
I mean, just light your hands up. You can never get them back.
My head was killing me because if you took your helmet off and if you didn't put something inside your helmet, Like, it would freeze.
The pads.
The pads would freeze, and it literally was like a table.
They didn't have the.
But they're all taken. They're all taken
by the quarterback.
They're all taken.
Wait, there's you only didn't like 10 get a of heater? Them.
No, like, God forbid.
You
like
knew where you ranked.
I remember Vinatieri, and I don't know who else was over there by the little jet engine. I remember kicking those guys out. Like, you guys got to go. Like, you got to move. Like, you're not going to kick for a while. Get out of the way. Because everybody was huddling. And then the word was, stop huddling around the heater.
Why?
Just for the whole mental aspect.
Oh, we got to show we're tough?
Yes.
I'm not tough. You were afraid of the football.
I was like freaking out. I remember all these guys were like putting Vaseline all over their skin.
I heard that. And yeah. That sounds awful.
It's just I don't think it like scientifically works. Like if you ask somebody, like it doesn't really do anything. It just I forget what the real word is, but everyone was lubing up with Vaseline. It was like this weird, like, you know, like male stripper movie. You know, like everybody's getting oiled up.
Even though, like, the fat guys?
None of the fat guys, like,
because they didn't wear sleeves.
They
right?
feel like they lose like tough points if they wear sleeves. I think it's stupid.
Have you seen David Andrews in the pregame shorts, t-shirt, yes. Snowstorm
again, Captain Hardo.
He's still cold.
Hold on, we got some breaking news.
This is breaking news.
Breaking news on WEEI is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
All right, according to everybody in the league, I'm going to use Ian Rappaport. The Houston Texans have fired Coach David Culley for me and Mike Garofalo, according to Ian Rappaport. So David Culley is out. We are now up to, what, eight? Eight openings, I believe, with Joe Judge and David Culley now out as head coaches.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, the report over the weekend confirmed again on Monday that sources within the building, Nick Caserio desperately wants Josh McDaniels in the building at some point. Now, Josh has come out yesterday. Reports have come out, as you mentioned, maybe through his agent, maybe through whatever. But he is not interested in interviewing or anything. He is focused on the postseason, and that is that. When the postseason's over, we'll see what happens. But this is what Josh McDaniels' side is releasing or saying. And now David Culley is out. We know Caserio wants him in Houston.
So I think it's – go ahead.
Well, I was just – I mean – if you're trying to salvage things, do you guys think there's any chance you can salvage life with Deshaun Watson? Because reportedly, Deshaun Watson wanted to play for Brian Flores in Miami.
What if Brian Flores comes to Houston?
Right. Is that enough of a move toward the Watson camp to recruit him back into the organization? I mean, I know he's
But I also heard that Flores wanted nothing to do with the Watson just, you know, circus.
Rumors. Yes.
That would come around.
You don't know if those are true or
no,
not.
No, dude, it's Josh. It's Josh.
So it's 100% Josh. And Davis Mills.
Probably.
Or Josh and Tua when they trade Deshaun Watson.
But, I mean, here's the thing. Like, don't you know that, like, that Culley was just a stooge anyways? He was just a surrogate, just a placeholder. They were just using him.
So why did they fire him today? Because I actually, driving in, I was talking to Hannibal about this. The Josh rumors, the different things. And if this is... you know, as obvious as a potential relationship as it looks like from afar, you could have just waited, kept Culley around, right? We don't even have an opening, so why would we interview Josh? We don't even have an opening for a job. Josh loses on Saturday night, whatever. Now he's, okay, you know what? We've gone through our meetings now. We've actually decided to move on from our head coach. We're going to interview Josh McDaniels. Boom. So why do it?
My thing was the other day when we started hearing these reports was that, you know, behind the scenes, you know, Caserio talking to Josh, hey, are you interested in this job? I'm not firing David Culley unless you are. You know, and that's just my theory going into it. Now, I don't know if all of a sudden, if I follow that, then maybe the conversation was, yes, I am interested. I'm not going to talk to you at all, though. I'm going to get through the postseason, but I am interested. Fine. I'm going to fire David Culley.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know if that's how it played out. That was just my thinking going into it, and now here we are. So I don't know if there's any discussion with Josh or whatever, but they've decided to move on for David Culley after 1 year.
And if it's really a slam dunk.
We're going to go forward.
And if it's really a slam dunk, then... you don't need to interview. Josh, you finish your season.
You just need to interview.
We don't really need to do anything. Maybe we'll have a couple fake interviews of other people. And then when you're done, whether that's Saturday night, whether that's a week from this weekend, whenever it is, come down here.
The only question now is Josh McDaniels interested in that job?
Well, and that's a secondary question.
If he is, I'd say that's his job.
So you've done nothing but alienate your fan base forever. Does bringing Josh McDaniels in as your head coach take a step towards actually pleasing anyone in Houston?
Yeah, they love the Patriots down there. And they love the Patriot coaches. All right, this hour, Maloney and Fourier, brought to you by East Coast metal roofing. We'll dive a little bit more into that. You guys are lined up here at 617-779-7937. We'll continue to talk Pats and get you ready for this game. Again, who we got coming up at Jack Edwards.
Jack 4 Edwards.
O'clock, correct? Yes. And then we also have Rodney Harrison at 4:30. All right, Maloney and Forey with Ben Volen, Andy Hart. I'm all over the place.
Wow.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, hey, let's get to some of your calls. The Pats get ready to play the Bills here on Saturday night. Geez, it's going to feel like, what, -7 up there. Get your thoughts on it. Let's go to Tony in Bridgewater. Tony, what's going on, man? You're on Luke Christian and Andy Hart. What's up?
Hey, what's happening, my friends? Listen, Andy.
Yeah.
I know you know a lot about football. I listen to you. But you are starting to sound like some of the callers here with these ridiculous statistics. The Patriots, you're talking about, oh, they got penalties. The Patriots are ninth in the league in least penalties.
Okay.
Do you understand that they're under six penalties per game?
So
they're third in the NFL.
You care about the raw number, or you care about the ones that cost you points, cost you ball games?
You're not watching the rest of the NFL, my friend, because they're third in the league in point differential, sixth in points scored, second points against, eighth in the league in
turnover
ratio.
You can regurgitate all the stats you want, but I've watched every game, and they've made mistakes in most games that have, especially the losses, where they came back to bite them in the ass. If you win one or two more games, where are you playing? Ooh, Gillette Stadium, you're a higher seed. You got the bye. You got all these things.
You watch the rest of the NFL?
Yes.
You watch the rest of the NFL?
Not as closely as I watch the Patriots, but yes.
Yeah, exactly. So we scrutinize the Patriots because we watch every down, every play. But it's not, as far as the NFL goes, they're pretty high on everything.
Including blocked punts, three times as many as anybody else.
But Tony, you got to admit, I mean, you know, they've 6 of their 10 wins against teams that are picking top 8 in the draft next year. They're plus 168 against teams under 500. They're 7-0. They scored 50 points. 45 points against awful teams. So your whole, like, points per game stuff, when they play teams of 500 or better, they score 20 points a game.
How about Buffalo? They didn't have almost the same schedule as the Patriots?
They did, basically.
Yeah. Okay. The Patriots did an amazing job beating up on really bad football teams this year, Tony. You know that. Yeah. You said you watched all the games. When they played a mediocre or poor team,
they
not every team does that.
I also
you
don't
probably
care
did
about
it better than anybody else.
But Tony, I'm comparing it to past Patriots teams. They are making more mistakes in critical situations than they have over the years, and they have the same head coach. I don't give a rat's ass what, you know, the Raiders have done.
Let me tell you.
Does anything matter to you other than the numbers you're just spitting out?
I'm not spitting out. These are facts. And when you do a statistic, it's a fact too, right?
Sure.
You come through with all these
Tony, what's your overall – I'm sorry. Hey, what's your overall point? Do you think they've been a
– great question, Lou.
A good – a well-coached team this year? Do you think special teams
– special?
Has made
– I'll tell you right now.
Talk to me.
What's lacking with the Patriots right now is their secondary coaching. McDaniels is the most overrated guy in the history of football. Any good offensive coordinator, when you come into a game, they have 18 to 20 script plays. Patriots, I don't see them doing this. McDaniels was a laughing stock in Denver. He was a laughing stock with the Rams. And without Brady, he's done absolutely nothing.
Tony, thank you very much.
Without
Tony,
Brady, listen, he's got one of the best rookie quarterbacks in the history of the league.
So the whole, like, scripted plays, Tony doesn't see it. Like, what do you need to see? You don't think that they script plays beginning? Right. They might just not work. You know what I mean?
I think that's his point.
And I'm pretty sure.
His plays you script and suck.
I mean,
is it the plays or the players?
Well, I don't think it's like – I feel like there's – I think they're just kind of up and down. I think they're just not a consistent team. Like, sometimes it works. We just look at the schedule.
You know what travels? Everybody says defense travels.
Yeah.
Talent travels.
Always.
You know what's inconsistent? Guys that aren't that good.
I don't think that's –
You think they're good offensively.
I would say – well, I don't think they're bad. I look at their mistakes, and we just talked about it earlier in the show. But I think their offensive line is a bunch of good vets. Like, they're good pro football players, okay? The receivers, other than N'Keal Harry, they're good pros, okay? They're tight ends. They're good pros. They're backs. For young backs, they're excellent. Mm-hmm. Their quarterback, you know, for a rookie, he's excellent for a rookie.
But when you come out and say
but
that.
But when I look at it, Lou, I sit there and I go, and I look at it, and I hate to kind of go into this, like, easy way of, being critical of him when it comes to the coaching, but I was always told that, mistake-prone players are usually poorly coached.
Don't blame it on me.
I'm not blaming it on you.
Wait, who told you that?
Bill.
I can't remember. Probably Bill.
Oh, yeah, you're such a...
No, but it is a fact, though.
But I think Tony is right with the other coaches, right? I do think that's thin there. But to go after Josh McDaniels, like, do we want to give him credit for the year Mac Jones has had or not? Like, everyone keeps telling me how great Mac Jones was. As a rookie, which he was for a rookie quarterback.
Right.
So now we're going to rip Josh McDaniels?
Especially when...
For being the guy that actually developed that
rookie quarterback? If Tony watches the games as close as he claims to, he'll notice that when Mac Jones comes off the field, where does he go?
Right to Josh.
Right to Josh's hip. Where's Bill? Coaching the defense. So this is Josh.
Like, so if you think Josh done a bad job, then you think Mac Jones has had a bad season.
Correct. Tony.
And he's not being led by proper coaches.
Tony.
Which they can't do that because then they'd be consistent. And it would never happen that way. Let's go to Phil in Maine. Phil, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
Hey, and also, we appreciate you up here explaining why there's no Viagra around here to be seen or bought from December to April. So, we appreciate that. By the way, so, Lou, I'm hoping Jacoby Myers is going to be an integral part of this game and has a big game. I know we're going to run, but I'm hoping he does. And I'm also wanting to know, I'm sure many other people are, if he, in fact, has a big game and makes, like, say, the game-winning touchdown, are you going to costing you $9,000?
No, listen, no, I don't even know who you're talking about. And I won't even recognize this guy until he cuts me a check for $9,000 or retires. That's Jacoby Myers.
He doesn't have that money to cut yet.
Cost me $9,000 in DraftKings by handing the ball to his defense with seconds to go in the game. Three guys passed me. I had $10,000 in my pocket. I won $1,000. Can't even enjoy it. Can't even enjoy it because it cost me 9 G's. So 9 G's, listen, hopefully he has a good game. But is there anything you can do? No. Cut me a check for 9 G's? I don't know. That's about it. That's all he can do for me. Let's go to some Viagra calls. Let's go to Steven and Braintree. Steven, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Lou.
Hey, how we doing?
Christian.
What's up, Steven?
I got a question. If a player takes too much of this Viagra and he dies on the field, are they going to have the wake open casket?
Oh, jeez.
Okay, Stephen, thank you very much.
Was anybody going to answer his question?
Hold on, I want to go to one more Viagra call, Mike, real quick. Okay, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Phyllis, how you doing?
What's up,
man?
Hey, first thing, check Boland's hair gel for Viagra. So with Viagra, it's actually a treatment for Raynaud's. It was a frostbite medicine as well. Yep. It just literally brings your blood to like the smallest vessels you have. And I guess those like high altitude guys that hike way up, they take it too, just because you run out of oxygen. So it just helps your tissues get as much as it can. I mean, if you ever take it and like, you know, you have an afternoon delight and then like later on that night, you'll lift, you're straight up. You can lift your, I mean, your pump is better. You just, you're a beast.
Workouts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even leave the locker room. I'm just hanging out in there, but nonetheless.
I don't, you know what, I mean,
Mike, appreciate the call.
So we made fun of Bart Scott, but it sounds like there's
he's right
truth to his statement.
He's right.
Do they make it in like a lotion?
Excuse me.
Do they make it in a lotion?
I feel like
they
make it into anything. Like Viagra is the basis and foundation of every medicine that we take.
I like it.
High blood pressure. Like instead of like taking steroids, take Viagra. You want a good pump at the gym?
Flow, right?
Take that. Yeah. Put it in your shake. Why don't they have like? Why doesn't like? Why doesn't TB12 come up with a Viagra shake or something like that?
Maybe
give it
do.
Time. Give
Maybe
it time. He's getting through his
probably.
Sweatshirts. It's going to
be $196 for a pill. let's go up to Jason in Vermont, where Viagra might be running wild up there as well. What are the Pats need to do to win, Jason?
Oh, take lots of Viagra, like you said. Come on, guys. Got it. No, so look, I think the slide that Mac has had is sort of related to the defense and the way Indy approached him. I think Indy sort of exposed just the weakness in a rookie quarterback, and I think that Buffalo followed up on that. You know, it's a copycat league, and the disguised coverages sort of were just something that Mac hadn't seen, you know, to whatever level, but from there, I think the defense, the key is you got to stop the RPO with Josh. I mean, if he's going to run the ball with a play or with a run class option, you're in trouble. And that's where we got exposed on defense. Those two things, tighten them up, and it's a good game.
Good game. Speaking of Mac Jones, thanks for the call, Jason. I'm curious your thoughts on Mac Jones, Andy.
Yeah.
We had a very fun discussion yesterday when we started ranking the 14 quarterbacks in this playoffs. And I asked Fourier where he ranks. He started off
reference open.
He started off by saying he's 14th. He's horrible. He sucks. Look at the way he's finished the season. He's the worst quarterback. He's the least trusted quarterback in the playoffs. I agree with him.
Then he did research.
I said he was 14th. And by the end of the conversation, I think he had him 6th.
I had him like 8th.
No, 7th. You had him higher than Stafford.
Oh, yeah, definitely higher than
Stafford. All right, so you have him 6th. He had him 6th, higher than Stafford. He went from 14th, destroying him, to 6th. 14 quarterbacks in the playoffs, Andy Hart. Where is Mac Jones, in your opinion?
I got him 12. I have him ahead of Roethlisberger and ahead of Hurts. And I listened to this conversation, and I don't hate the research Christian did once he figured out how to spell Garoppolo and could get him on the list and find his stats. But I think what you're leaving out, Christian, is you fixated too much on the last four games.
Well, that was that was the question.
That was you. No. You adding that to the your answer is
your
why you came to
no,
it.
No, that's not true. So I boil this down to a very simple way. Yeah, I'm a simple man.
I never said who of these playoff quarterbacks who was better the last four weeks.
Foyer's got some inside information on this one too.
So I always like to use the schoolyard test, the playground test. You, Christian Fourier, have a football team. All you need is a quarterback. Mm. They're all standing on the blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick who you want in whatever order. Boom, 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 boom. They start to go off the board. Mm-hmm. When do you pick Mac? It's that simple. Like, your confidence level, for whatever reason, forget your stupid, no offense, I didn't mean to belittle it. Forget your four games, eight games, last two games, any of the rules. Who do you pick?
Okay, listen.
And you
you
would pick Mac 6th out of this group?
I can easily listen. I can play along. I can play a little schoolyard game.
Okay.
Okay, your reindeer games.
Play
I can
my
play
little
along.
Game.
Okay. With that scenario, it's different. Under that scenario, I think you would be influenced by the way somebody looks, by how fast they are. You would have no idea of what they did during the season. Like, we just have this little chart, you know, that when we were talking about Mac Jones and all the interceptions that he should have had. Dropped interceptions this season. You know who number one is in the NFL? The guy who's thrown so many almost disaster throws? Matthew Stafford.
He also led the league in
interceptions. Matthew Stafford. Okay, who's got more pick sixes than anybody right now? Matthew Stafford. Who has more pick sixes in 1 year than, what's his face, from the Lions? What the hell, the old quarterback there they traded?
Goff.
Jared Goff. He's got more pick sixes in 1 year than Jared Goff had in like five.
Okay, you got great numbers.
So, no, my point is that if I come in with that understanding, because the more I did this yesterday, and I was being a little silly.
By the way, that's, you haven't been eight. You hadn't been eight.
Okay, I had him an eight, which I think is based on, like, I look at Stafford, I'm like, no way am I betting on this guy. No way. No. Like, his last four games, if you see his last four games, you should be scared crapless.
Yep.
Because their situation was similar to the Patriots, and he's a vet. And he still doesn't know any better.
What you don't factor in, though, is like what these teams ask of these players.
I get the fact that he throws it more.
To go out there and throw a deep.
I know,
and
he can win.
And they ask Matt.
When has he ever won anything in his life?
No, I'm talking about this year. You're right on that factor. If you want to tell me he's the same Detroit Matthew Stafford, he'll never win anything, okay, you factor that in. But if you're just fixating on picks, the Tennessee game was a primetime game. Tennessee went in there. Everybody was already hurt. Henry was out. He played like Carson Wentz. He threw a pick on the goal line that just made you say, this guy should never be a quarterback in the NFL. But what you're eliminating is the good plays Stafford can make. Would you agree Stafford can win you a game?
I think that Stafford makes me nervous. The answer is yes.
He can win you a game.
Can Mac win you a game?
Well, I still feel like it's a whole like seeing is believing. We haven't seen it yet. Ooh, I mean, honest to God, we haven't seen it. But so if I do believe that, I still think, given the opportunity, okay, I do think he can do it still. But to this date, every game where you needed the offense to get the ball back, like you needed to stop from the defense, and so Matt could bring you back into the game, he never got the opportunity to do it. Now, he has closed out games, okay, but it's a different, you know, burden closing out games as far as winning it.
Can I spin it a different way? Everybody watch Squid Game?
Parts of it, but it made me real uncomfortable.
Why?
It's just murdering people. It's just weird.
That's a tough one.
It's weird.
If you were in Squid Game and game number four was you need to win a football game, you need to win a football game with a quarterback.
I like this even better. Go ahead.
You would take Mac Jones over Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, I think it would. You know why? Because I think
because you're going to die.
No. You know what? Matthew Stafford would get me murdered because he's just so random. Like, listen, he could easily like give you a lead, but based on his history, I'd rather be real careful and efficient than take unrealistic and careless chances, and I feel like that's what he does. So if he's leading me, I'm like, I am not following with this guy. Yeah, we'll get pretty far, and we may make it, but the odds are that we're all going to die.
Well, I would say this.
With Mac, I'm like, we may take a
little
bit longer.
You're going to die with Mac, too.
I'd rather take my chances. So we've had no chance to win. Either way, you're in a blaze of glory.
Discussion the last couple of days. So I wanted to go, like, outside of New England, because I think outside of New England, I think a lot of people have him 14th. Sporting News had the top 14 quarterbacks. They had Mac Jones 14th. ESPN had the top 14 quarterbacks in the playoffs. They had him 12th ahead of Hurts and Roethlisberger.
Ding, ding, ding.
But I thought it was interesting, just like you did.
Ding, ding, ding.
I thought it was interesting because it said season at a glance. They had this to say about Mac Jones. Very good season as a rookie. He's ranked this low on this list because when compared to other starting quarterbacks, that strong rookie season was more or less average.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, all I've kind of said. Like, it's why I had him at like 14 to 17 quarterback in the league, which is kind of right about average.
Yes.
So I think, like, realistically, that I don't have a problem with him 12. You want to put him against Hurts, Roethlisberger, I get it. I would still maybe put those guys ahead of him, but that's fine. I mean, but that's kind of where he lives. I'm not putting him ahead of Carr. I'm not putting him ahead of Tannehill. I'm not putting ahead of, like, Stafford.
See, here's these things.
Or even Jimmy G.
These guys are, like, you're right. Like, these are high-level, high-performancing athletes where and everything's perfect. Like, they can make those crazy throws that Kurt Warner was talking about, those special throws, threading the needle. But they also just, you sit there and you go, what? Like, you get away with being successful with those high-level, low-percentage throws that in a big game like this, I think it comes back to bite you. So I can easily see Matthew Stafford losing a playoff game because he throws three interceptions. He may also throw three touchdowns. I can see Derek Carr throwing three touchdowns, but also throwing two and having a fumble and taking a sack. Like, to me, I just feel like you need to be real cautious about guys like that because neither one of them has proven it. And they've all lived, like, on the edge for the most part, and neither one of them has ever won anything. Stafford didn't win in college, and Derek Carr didn't win at Fresno State.
So I agree with some of what you were saying, but have you ever seen Mac Jones win? without like 150 yards rushing, two picks by the defense.
He does need to be supported. I'm not saying that he can win you a game. I guess my goal is for him not to lose it. I think those guys can lose you a game.
Okay, so you're prioritizing the negative in your measurement of these quarter, avoiding you're doing the bill.
And I,
before
and I think,
we can win, we got to make sure we don't lose. And I don't trust you, Stafford.
And I don't trust Josh. All right, we got to break.
Oh, sorry. We do have to break.
It's all Andy's fault.
Coming up next, I have a question to ask you guys because Jeff Howell wrote about this. The Patriots' spending spree they had in the offseason. He calls it a success. Was it? We'll talk about it next.
Drop it, Buster.
Well, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. Jeff Howe writes this, the Patriots' spending spree was a success. And I'm just curious if you agree with that or not.
Yes.
Is it premature?
No.
So what's the success that you spent $250 million and got three more wins and made the what? What if you lose this weekend?
Made the playoffs. Isn't that what it's about? Getting in the tournament, never know what's going to happen.
All right.
And if you weren't so poorly coached, I think you'd have two more wins and be the number one seed.
Okay, but I mean, just saying, what happens if, like, next year, what if they don't win a playoff game in the next 2 years? Don't you think it's still premature? Like, if they don't, getting to the playoffs and losing a wild card game is like a success, spending $250 million?
But the question is it a net success or a net failure? And there's definitely a debate.
I'd say the biggest success is maybe what they did in the draft with their first three picks or hitting those first three rounds.
Yeah, I would even boil it down to you got a
three guys.
Yeah, but I would boil it down to you got a quarterback.
I know, Stevenson and Barmore.
NFL. And Barmore is great. I made the Seymour comparison. I think, again, it goes back to 01. You got a quarterback and a dominant, versatile defensive lineman foundational piece together in the same offseason. Yes. But you also got Judon. Success, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Even though he's kind of slowed down a little bit here at the tail end of the season. But no, I mean, I feel like, when you look at, if you look at this rookie class of quarterbacks, okay, if you ask the Jacksonville Jaguars, is it a success? How would you know? San Francisco.
But this is about
Chicago.
Free agent.
You don't, okay, well, I would say the answer is yes.
Hunter Henry.
Yes.
Good signing.
Yeah.
Jalen Mills, good signing.
Devon Godchow, good signing.
No, listen,
they're all good signings.
They're not all. We talked about Jonnu Smith, Nelson Aguilar. They hinder it a little bit there.
Sure.
Like, the Jonnu Smith one in particular.
I guess in looking at this.
You really take that personally.
You guys.
Yes. Yeah.
You should.
Hey, let me read you a couple quotes, and you guys just see if you have the same reaction I do. So he quotes a general manager, and he says, quote, "I think people will study the Patriots offseason to see why it was successful and then kind of come up with their own game plan." Really?
I can tell you, they had more money than almost anyone in a year where most people didn't have money because there was a pandemic and the cap went down. They had more holes than anyone.
Teams are going to study the New England Patriots or try to figure out how they did it. How about the fact that they had all this money to spend?
But hold on a second. I mean, Kraft himself,
how unique was that?
Kraft himself came out and said, we did what we usually laugh at other teams for doing.
Yeah.
So isn't some new philosophy on becoming good again.
No,
they were just better at it.
I can probably Google who has most cap space this spring. Guess what? They're going to spend a lot of money.
They
need players. They stink. They have money.
I would say timing was probably their best ally. Timing. The fact that this was a year where they had all the money. It just happened to coincide, with the fact that Brady was gone. And they were just kind of, just treading water to get to this point. And Cam was one of those
But do you think it was a masterful plan that other GMs are going to like investigate and see how the Patriots did it this offseason?
I think a million phone callers to radio stations across the country come up with these types of plans for every team all the time.
7 wins to 10. They made the playoffs. Okay, how about this quote from an agent talking about Kyle Van Noy and bringing him back? He says he gets cut after a year with the Dolphins. It's not even a consideration for most teams to bring him back, I guess. There's not much of a market for Van Noy. He says Bill brings him back instantly. No other team or head coach or GM has the balls to do it.
What is
the balls to bring to give Kyle Van Noy a job? Does that take balls?
Not at all. I would ask, what would make him a third rail? What would make him untouchable or dissuade a GM from bringing him in?
And did he have no market, or was it the minute he got cut, he just called up Bill and said, "Hey, I'd like to come back. Is it a fit?" And that's it. Like, it was
right.
Just avoided the market because this is where he wanted to come back.
And then I can't believe the Patriots have never done this before either. They've never, let a guy walk and go sign someplace else and brought him back. So this is really groundbreaking stuff for the Patriots. But this is the Kyle Van Noy coming back was like right in the, you know, the standard operating procedure handbook that the Patriots have.
Yes.
And I don't think that was ballsy to
no,
bring
it was
him
not
back.
Ballsy. And, it was like obvious.
And I just want to clarify. He started 13 of 14 games played for Miami, had 6 sacks. You know what he had the year before in New England before he signed with Miami? 6.5. He had 6 passes defensed for Miami, had 3 the year before in New England.
He wasn't awful.
2 force. No. He was exactly as good as he was in New England the year before. It's why you asked Giardi about this. There's still questions in that organization. Why'd you cut Kyle Van Noy? He's one of our best players, one of our most versatile defensive players. Why'd you cut him? That may have been part of the beginning of the end of the Flores inconsistencies. So it took no balls to hire. You know what take balls? If that quote right there you just read from a GM, I mean from an agent, was about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown, there's a reason many GMs will go, ho, I can't touch him. He can still play, but we're not bringing him to Kyle Van Noy. Why was, like, he's not even
well, I think
worth
the whole,
that consideration.
In all, you know, the spending, whatever. You got to the playoffs. I get it. But some of these quotes in this article, I just don't, an agent, it took balls to bring back Kyle Van Noy. And, like, that's what Bill does. Like, I don't think that took balls. I think he's a pretty good player, and they cut a pretty good player, and he obviously wanted to come back. You had a relationship in the past.
And he has
and
raved.
I'm not so sure how many general managers are going to be studying the playbook of what the Pats did in the offseason. Like, yeah, if you've got $75, $80 million under the cap and you're willing to spend $200 million in guaranteed contracts, then that's your plan.
That is your plan.
that's your plan. Go out and sign guys. Like, what are we talking about?
Hasn't it been the plan for, like, 3 or 4 of the worst teams in football every year for the last 20
right,
years?
Right, we said even back then, you spend that kind of money, it's like a 3, 4, 5 win bump. They got a 3 right. win bump. And not many teams make the playoffs. Yeah, because it's a lot of those teams are 3-13.
And guess
so
what?
So they don't turn into a 13-3 team.
I would argue that if they didn't get Mac and have him as a decent quarterback, if they had Cam Newton, they might not have got the 3-win bump. They might have been level
right.
or worse.
Yeah, they need some competency at the quarterback position.
Yeah, and
that's
they got
they
that.
Needed,
they
got
stabilized
it.
The quarterback position. They spent money.
All right, Monday, are we talking about the Patriots or the Buffalo Bills losing this game to the Patriots?
No.
What are we talking about in this game Monday? Are they continue to the next round?
I think.
Are we having a conversation with Mac about his feet being where they are or whatever the hell he says?
No, I think you're going to be having conversations. Were you cold? You looked cold.
Did you take Viagra?
Didn't seem like you ever got comfortable.
Did you take Viagra?
Where'd you get
you
it?
You think they but, lose?
Yeah. I think this is going to be a legitimization of the Buffalo Bills. I know there's all these numbers. They were up behind you on ESPN that Josh Allen can't play at home. He's better in Foxborough. All the numbers, 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in Foxborough, 1 touchdown, 6 picks, whatever it is in Buffalo. I think he's going to have a – I look at the Patriots' defense. No Jalen Mills, not good.
Yep.
No Kyle Duggar maybe, not good. No Christian Barmore, not good. Judon has not been good.
Yeah.
I just – too many signs point to me. And the sneaky thing, your thing, Bills run the football now. They've established a running game.
Singletary's run the ball 17 to 20 times.
Now. And Allen.
Yeah.
And Allen's willing to run at this point in the season. This is a tough row to hoe. Give me the Bills.
All right, Andy, we appreciate you stopping by.
See ya.
Appreciate it. We'll hopefully talk to you next week. Coming up next, we will talk to Jack Edwards of Nesson Bruins. They are on a roll. We'll talk some bees. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.